5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Clearly Tech Tuesday. Now, gamers across the country have, well, not had a lot of sleep in the last few days, which I guess in and of itself isn't particularly unusual, but there's a reason for this. The brand new Xbox One launched last Friday. So all eyes glued, no doubt, controllers in hand. There has, of course, it's a launch, there must be a hiccup. And yep, there is. And it's even got a nickname. Let's hear about this from the man himself. Anthony Caruana joins you. The disk drive of doom, Anthony.
Yeah, look, it's not quite Indiana Jones, but it's pretty close.
What happened? What's the problem with the Xbox One?
Well, the Xbox One, being a fairly modern device, and Microsoft pitched the Xbox products as not just being a gaming device, but as being part of a media center for your home. So it's got a Blu-ray drive. Which is what the games get read off, and also you can play Blu-ray movies and all that sort of stuff. That's the idea of having a Blu-ray drive in there. But it seems like some of the Blu-ray drives are a bit dodgy, and they make grindy noises or don't work. I mean, the context of this is pretty interesting. I mean, because naturally when, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that always gets the oil, I think that's the old saying, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, there's reports of, you know, maybe a few hundred of these being dicey at the moment.
In a global release of...
Well, there's been about a million sold in the last, well, it's not even been half a week, really. So the numbers are pretty tiny, but obviously, you know, vocal minorities and all that sort of stuff. I know that Mark Serrells, who sometimes is on Technology Tuesday and is the editor of Kotaku, has had about 150 emails into his inbox about this. And in context, they got a few dozen emails over a couple of weeks when it came down to the Sony's... PS4 release.
Which tells you about the comparison.
So it gives you a bit of comparison. Well, it gives you a comparison of the defects. You know, but, you know, when a dozen people say there's a problem with the PS4 and hundreds of people start saying there's a defect with the Xbox One, obviously that's an issue.
Which is, I mean, and that's a thing too. You mentioned those two things there, and iPhones have their problems as well.
And they have, yeah.
Any release has these glitchy bits.
Yeah, look, when something is new, it's inevitable that, you know, something doesn't quite make it through testing. And you remember, like, something like the Xbox, it's Microsoft doesn't make every component. I mean, they'd be sourcing the, you know, the drives from one place and the casings would be coming out of one factory and they'd be all getting put together somewhere else and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's possible to get a bad batch, I guess, of drives. It does happen from time to time.
Disaster for Microsoft. I mean, it's unhelpful in a PR sense.
Unhelpful from a PR sense. I mean, they've done a reasonable job of curtailing. One thing that they've done is they've said, you know, we're looking into it. The other thing that they've done is they've said, look, anyone who's got a defective Xbox One can actually get a new Xbox One shipped to them and then return their currently defective one so that they're not without one in the meantime, because you don't have to use discs to play games. You can actually download and buy games and use it for other things as well.
Well, and this is the big thing, about, as you say, about the Xbox. It's interactivity. It's
connected
plugged-in
and
device.
All that sort of stuff. Yeah. That's it, absolutely. And they're also saying to people who have had this problem that they get a free game that was one of the new games that was released on the release day. So they get a game and their console replaced. So they've done a reasonable job of trying to make up for that. That's my view.
So it's a Blu-ray and the previous version of the Xbox, it was a DVD.
Correct, yeah.
Disc in it. That's kind of unfriendly, isn't it, to people who might have a little collection of DVDs they like?
Oh, well, but Blu-ray drives can play DVDs, so it's
there
not...
There you go. There's my complete ignorance exposed.
No, that's right. Yeah, whenever... Sentence. Usually when something new comes out, it's backwards compatible with the past.
Okay.
So,
unless it's made by Apple.
That's the caveat on everything in the world in technology, unless it came from Apple. Yeah.
Okay. So, and other advancements in these additions, these generations of Xbox?
Look, all these things, you know, they improve the quality of the graphics, the processors get faster, there's more storage, there's better connectivity. You know, when you got the Xbox 360, when that came out, connectivity was an option. You know, putting in the wireless was another $100. It was another thing you had to buy to connect to it to make it white, to give it wireless connectivity.
Which then expands the possibilities of what you can do with it.
That's right. But it was always another thing to buy. So, I mean, this happens with most of these consoles. There's always something else to get. And you've got to remember, the console's actually the device that sells games. So, you know, you buy the console and then it's $100 a pop every time you buy
it.
Yeah, every time you buy a game, there's money for someone, there's more money that comes in.
Tech journalist Anthony Caruana is our Tech Tuesday guest this evening. Now, Anthony, the other thing The National Day of Action planned around the NBN.
The National Day of Inaction? Was that what you just said?
Is that what I just said?
I'm not sure. And, you know, a massive crowd of 20 apparently showed up to Malcolm Turnbull's office this morning, I read.
Delivering, though, a somewhat more substantial petition of signatures.
Yeah, with close to a quarter of a million signatures,
yes,
I think, or something
yes,
like that.
A bit over that.
Yeah, look, interesting. You know, 20 people showed up, and of that 20, I'm told, 4 were journalists and 1 was in a pram. So someone's obviously brought one of their kids along for the ride. So, okay. You know, maybe 15 genuine delivery people for this petition.
So, but there's still that sort of sense of heat around various broadband delivery possibilities.
Yeah, look, I've worked in technology for a number of years, and sometimes one of the things that happens to us is that we get wound up in the solution and not in the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been wound up in the technology of fibre to the node and fibre to the home. Whereas what we really want is fast connectivity.
However that happens.
Yeah, how that happens. So I think a model that delivers, you know, if someone says it's 100 megabits to your house somehow, I think that would have a lot less heat than 100 megabits with a piece of fibre that's going to be drawn over some distance that's going to cost $40 billion or whatever the estimate is, depending on who you ask.
Mm.
So, but, you know, people want faster broadband. There's obviously a large body of people out there. When you say, you know, over 250,000 people have signed a petition asking, you know, begging for this or wanting this.
And yet the government would argue that's precisely what they're going to deliver in better and more cost-effective time than the previous idea.
Well, let's leave it at more cost-effective. Better will be seen.
That's a value judgment.
That's right. And that'll be seen in time.
Mm.
Look, my view is faster broadband's a good thing. It's an enabler. Of some of things that we may not even know we need or do now. You know, that's the way, you know, when the Harbour Bridge got built 80 years ago, I don't think anyone envisaged the way North Sydney would develop 80 years ago, except that people just wanted to get across the harbour faster. Now, that was the faster argument, but now it's enabled a whole new piece of Sydney to grow and change and, you know, give value to the city. So I see the NBN as being more like that than a harbour bridge, you know, than being just a bridge building project that costs lots of money.
What's your sense of where it's at?
The government's still, you know, yet to deliver their final review, which is due in about a week or so from now. So, I mean, that'll be the next piece of controversy, I guess, that'll fly. And my hope is that we do get faster broadband more universally across the country. At the moment, we do have a class of haves and have-nots being delivered. You know, rural areas largely suffer. With a lack of fast connectivity, you know, so I would hope that that's addressed somehow.
And I guess if that petition of 271,000 signatures is any guide, there's some public feeling about it.
There is some. You know, that's 200, what's the size of the electorate now, about 14 million,
bigger,
15 million?
Bigger than that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a good chunk of people. Yeah. You know, that's like 3 seats in Parliament or 4 seats in Parliament, I guess, but it's not quite the country that's gotten behind it.
Anthony, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Anthony Caruana is a technology journalist, and he has been our guest tonight in Tech Tuesday.